Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 14, 1806. Together again. Today, Sergeant Pryor and his hunting party are reunited with the rest of the corps. Hunting parties and reconnaissance details often are away from the main party for days at a time. Only rarely are the captains concerned for them, as the men are seasoned for this duty and can support themselves when they are away. There are only a few lengthy separations through the course of the journey. The longest one is coming up as Lewis explores the Marias River and Clark explores the Yellowstone. But first, there are the Bitterroot Mountains. Captain Clark writes,
"This morning at 7 o'clock, we were joined by Sergeant Pryor and the three hunters. They brought with them 4 deer, which Drewyer had killed yesterday. We took breakfast and departed at 9 a.m. The wind rose and continued to blow hard all day, but not so violent as to prevent proceeding. We kept close along the north shore all day. The bed is rock, except at the entrance of Lavish's River, which heads in Mount Hood, and like the Quicksand River, brings down from thence vast bodies of sand. At 1 p.m. we arrived at a large village, situated in a narrow bottom on the north side, a little above the entrance of Canoe Creek. The men have some leggins and moccasins among them. Those are in the style of the Shoponish. They have some good horses, of which we saw 10 or 12. These are the first horses we have seen since we left this neighborhood last fall. We halted at this village and purchased 5 dogs, some roots and dried berries of the inhabitants. After dinner, we proceeded on our voyage. I walked on shore with Charbonneau on the north side through a handsome bottom. Met several parties of women and boys in search of herbs and roots. I joined Captain Lewis and the party 6 miles, at which place the river washed the bottom of high cliffs on the north side. Captain William Clark, April 14, 1806.
Labiche's River is the present-day Hood River in Hood River County, Oregon. On April 15, the captains attempted to purchase some horses but were unsuccessful. As they proceeded on, they met several other groups of Indians with horses but remained unsuccessful in bartering for them. On April 16, Lewis, with a small party loaded with their small amount of merchandise, went on ahead to attempt to trade with still more Indian groups. He was again unable to trade for horses, but met a chief who said if he would come and stay at his camp, his people would trade. So, that is the plan for Monday, April 17. The captains estimate they need 12 horses to carry food and baggage. Monday, horses.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.